الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and yours, so sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we belong to a very special ummah. We belong to a very special ummah, the ummah of the leader of all creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose blessed name echoes from the minarets of the world 5 times a day. An ummah whose lifespan is short, yet whose rewards are immense. We are ummah of short lives, great rewards, and endless hopes. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a powerful example. He said that our example and the example of the nations before us is like a man who hired workers. And he said, who will work for me from sunrise till midday for 1 qirah? The Jews accepted. Then he said, who will work for me from midday until asr for 1 qirah? And the Christians responded. Then he said, who will work for me from asr until sunset for 2 qirah? And you and I are the one who accepted the offer. We are the workers of Asr, the final stretch before sunset. Our time is short, but our reward is multiplied. Allahu Akbar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. Short lives, but immense opportunities. Short lives, but immense opportunities. Although we are last in the timeline, we will be the first to enter Jannah. Even in numbers, this ummah will make up half of the people of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Half of the people of paradise will be from this ummah. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I hope that you will be half of the people of paradise, mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. Another great privilege, that is, our sharia is consistent with human nature. Allah says regarding the mission of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave them of the burdens and the shackles that were upon them. Previous nations, listen to this my friends, previous nations had severe punitive laws. Among the Bani Israel, repentance meant killing themselves. Repentance, when a person had to make tawbah and ask Allah forgiveness, then it meant he had to kill himself. A quarter of the wealth had to be given in charity of the previous nations. Impurity, when it fell on a garment, it required the cutting the portions of the garment. In the previous nations, when impurity had fell on a garment, it required the garment to be cut. Spoils of war were burned. Severe Sabbath restrictions were imposed. In fact, if a person's qurbani was meant to be accepted, he could not partake of his qurbani meat. He had to leave it in the open. And a fire from the sky would come and take it away, meaning that it's a sign of acceptance. Otherwise, it would be left there to decay. Look at the mercy in our Sharia. You say, Astaghfirullah. Your son, what you say? Astaghfirullah. You break wudu, you wash and your sins fall away. You break wudu, what you do? You make wudu and your sins fall away. You give 2.5% of your wealth, not 25%. Allahu Akbar. Imagine we had to give 25%. Ummah should have got little gabrat, I think. 25% Maulana must give. Dastaka bo te gaya, 25% nuhu te jahe. So Allah says 2.5%. Remember, my friends, I forgot to mention this last week in my zakat bayan. Your 2.5%, we'll speak about it next week as well. Your 2.5% is somebody else's 100%. Remember that. Your 2.5% that you think you're giving in the path of Allah, you're doing nobody a favor. Your 2.5% is somebody else's 100%. Nevertheless, even the prick of a thorn for this ummah expiates your sins. Allahu Akbar. The Nabi of Allah said, no fatigue, no illness, no anxiety, or even the prick of a thorn affects a believer, except that Allah expiates your sin through it. And then scholars have reflected, oh my Allah, how merciful you are, how kind you are. Scholars have reflected on the most hope-giving verse in the Quran Kareem. Allah reward them. What great work our Mufassirun have done. What great work the commentators of Quran have done. They have reflected on the most hope-giving verse in the Quran Majeed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many Mufassirun have identified this verse as the most hope-giving verse, where Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ. That Allah says that, O my slaves, look at the wordings of my Allah. He says, O my slaves, who have transgressed against their souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Why? Because Allah forgives all sins. And look at this verse, my respected audience. Allah does not say, oh sinners. Ay, my Allah. Allah doesn't say, oh sinners. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَاد. Oh my slaves. This is a verse that is addressed to the addict. This is a verse that is addressed to the repeat sinner. This is the verse that is addressed to the one that is drowning in guilt. And the one who is ashamed of his or her past. Salvation in Islam is not built on who you are. It is built on who Allah is. Salvation in Islam is not built on who you are. It is built on who Islam is and who Allah is. But how do we compete with nations who lived centuries? Allah gives this ummah something extraordinary. The month of Ramadan. A month in which rewards are multiplied beyond imagination. Whoever performs a fard deed in Ramadan receives multiplied reward. Voluntary deeds rise in rank. Whoever comes with deeds
what mustahab and nafil option and Allah gives without limit. Above all, Allah blessed us with the night of Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months. We are living in the most profitable season in human history. We are living in the most profitable spiritual season in human history. Ramadan is not about hunger. It is about securing the forgiveness of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam made dua. Jibreel alayhi salam made dua and he said, may he be disgraced who reaches Ramadan and is not forgiven. Allahumma ahfadna. Allah save us, Allah protect us. What dua Jibreel alayhi salam made? May he be disgraced who reaches Ramadan and is not forgiven. And who said Ameen to this dua? None other than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ramadan is your chance to reset, your turning point. It is about character building. If you control your hunger, one of the strongest human desires, then you can control your anger. If you control your hunger, which is one of the strongest human desires, then you can control your anger, you can control your tongue, you can control your gaze. Ramadan disciplines you. You wake before dawn, you pray on time, you break fast on a precise moment, you stand before Allah at night, your life becomes structured around worship. You begin to intentionally, not casually, starting to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected elders and friends, each day of fast brings resilience, training the soul to endure discomfort with dignity and with purpose. It reminds us of what we are capable of, more than we assume when we are driven by iman and sincere intention. Imano wa ihtisaban. When we have these two qualities, then we understand how much I can achieve. When I have the quality of iman, and when I have the quality of sincere intention, my respected elders and friends, then we understand in the month of Ramadan how much I can achieve, how my life is structured around my salah, how my life is structured around my Quran, how my life is structured around the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why can't I achieve the very same? Brothers, don't sleep, eh? Wake up. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. The Epstein scandal. Listen to this. You all heard of the Epstein scandal. One of the darkest days in human history. The Epstein scandal is a mirror reflecting what happens when desire rules without taqwa. It's nothing else. It is a what? It is a mirror reflecting what happens when desires rule. The scandal shows what happens when appetites are worshipped. Ramadan teaches us to worship Allah, not our desires. And that is why the Quran says, what the Quran says, have you not seen the one who takes his desires as God? Have you not seen the one who takes his desire? أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهِ. The one who takes his desire as God. The exploitation of minors, the abuse of power, trafficking, represents a collapse of moral restraint. Ramadan teaches the opposite. restraint even when you have the ability. Allahu Akbar. Abstain, have access. He had wealth. He had influence. But the one thing he did not have was moral boundaries. He did not have moral boundaries. Ramadan trains us to have boundaries even in our private life. You can't be a Sufi outside and in your home you're something else. Your private and your public life must coordinate. The scandal shows what happens when appetites are worshipped. Ramadan teaches us to worship Allah, not our desires. When powerful people normalize immorality, corruption starts to spread silently. Ramadan revives the conscious before society collapses. It reminds us that secrecy does not protect you from Allah. Doing sin in secret does not protect you from Allah. No hidden island, no sealed file, no elite circle escapes divine justice. Understand that, my friends. Ramadan restores accountability. Fasting is for Allah and He alone sees. It is about the danger of unchecked desire. It is about the consequences of moral emptiness. It is about what happens when wealth is not guided by taqwa. Ramadan comes to prevent exactly this type of corruption, beginning with the individual heart. We are an ummah of al-asr. We are an ummah of al-asr, the final stretch before sunset. Our time is short, but our rewards are multiplied. Our burdens are lighter. Repentance is accessible. And our Lord, on our worst day of ever, on our worst day, what does Allah call me and you? Allah says, Ya Ibad. What does Allah say? Allah says, Ya Ibadi, O my servant, O my slave. My respected elders and friends, Ramadan is not the month to bray and fry. Ramadan is the man to cry. Samajh mein aaya? I'll leave you with this. Ramadan is not the month to bray and fry. Ramadan is the man to cry. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, your book of deeds will be dry. And you will not get a second chance to try. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, your book of deeds will be dry and you will not get a second chance to try. So Ramadan is not the month of braai and fry. Have a braai. We may khatam, we must have a braai. Think about it, my friends. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The best charity. Who knows which charity is the best charity? The month of Ramadan. The best charity that anybody can give is in the month of Ramadan. You know why? One rain equals how much? Just as conservative, 700. Who'll give you an investment? Most of the guy will give you 8%, 7%. I can't do more than that. Allah says 700 minimum. Take it or leave it. You give 100, Allah gives you 700 back. You give 700, Allah gives you 4,900 back. Who's going to give you such an investment? In fact, this whole month is dedicated to three or four actions. Fasting, Quran, and charity. That's the month. Ramadan is about that. Fasting, reading Quran, and giving charity, subhanAllah. So my respected elders and friends, when Allah is giving, Why must we not take? Allah's treasures are open in this month. It is going to be our shade on the day of Qiyamah. Every cent that we spend. And look at the good actions that will take place in the masjid. I'tikaf, Quran reading, hifz class, dhikrullah. What and what happens in the masjid in the month of Ramadan? And all that, reward of all that, inshallah, come to us and accrue to us because of that little that we spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us and all of us the opportunity, inshallah, to spend the month of Ramadan fruitfully and productively, draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may we come out from this month of Ramadan in a way that we are completely forgiven and in a manner that Allah is pleased with us in dunya, qabr, and akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله الذي أتاح لنا شهر رمضان أحمده تعالى وأشكره على ما أنعم علينا ووفقنا للصيام والقيام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الحنان المنان ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله كان أجود جودا في رمضان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة في كل حين ومكان يا أمة الإسلام والقرآن قد أضلنا شهر رمضان شهر الصيام والقيام شهر الصدقات والبر والإحسان شهر أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان أما فضل الصيام عباد الله فيقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء زكاة وزكاة الجسد الصوم والصيام نصف البر رواه ابن ماجه وأما تلاوة القرآن فيكفي لفضيلتها أن القرآن أنزل في شهر رمضان فتلاوته القرآن في هذا الشهر أعظم درجة وفضيلة عند الله عز وجل من غيره فقال تعالى في جزائها إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة رواه إمام الأحمد والطبراني والحاكم رحمهم الله أما فضل الصلة بالأرحام فروى الإمام أحمد عن سليمان بن عامر أنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصدقة على المسلمين صدقة وهي على ذي الرحم ثنتان صدقة وصلة أما في فضل الإنفاق فيكفي لنا في قوله تعالى وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس جودا في رمضان اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة الصيام والقيام وشفاعة القرآن يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وأن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغض فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين والمجاهدين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure that our soft are straight, we're standing shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, filling all the gaps. And I forgot to mention, alhamdulillah, we have the card machine that is available 24/7 on both on my right and left side. Brothers, I encourage to utilize the card machine, inshallah. And together with that, we know in the month of Ramadan, this was the month in which the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous. Ajwad al-Nas. He was the most generous. His generosity, like this breeze that is blowing so beautifully, his generosity used to be like the breeze that used to reach everybody. Alhamdulillah, shukr. So this is an opportunity for us to take maximum benefit by spending as much as possible in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله
إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وسرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.